says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woods and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Thank you.
spin and we'll spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it.
That's true. I mean, that they are.
And I'll tell you what he's saying. I'll tell you, this is just my intuition here, folks. I mean, I think heavily supported by the way he talked. I think one of the achievements Donald Trump would like to accomplish in his 8 years in the presidency will be the reunification of Korea and the overthrow of the communist regime. I think that's a goal that he has. And if you parse his speech with that in mind, there are many phrases in there where he talks about not South Koreans, but Koreans. And he talks about the horrible oppression of the North Koreans. Go ahead, Paul.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah. And he makes the point. He does a whole history lesson where he says the end of the Korean War in 1952, North Korea and South Korea were essentially equivalent in income, population, and all other measures. And now, North Korea, so far in the dust of South Korea that it's not even any point in comparing the two. And with North Koreans, he made the point as if he were calling on the North Koreans to revolt, to save themselves, to overthrow their oppressors. Talked about how many of them are malnourished. One third of all children malnourished. Thousands upon thousands starving to death every year. A system in which the North Korean government withholds food as their way of controlling your thinking, so that you have a card, you have a rating system in North Korea, and depending on how high you rate with your card, that's how much food you get. And if you're at the bottom, if you say something against the supreme leader, well, you're at the bottom and you are in starvation category. So clearly Donald Trump saying this regime, and then Donald Trump called on the entire world to completely boycott North Korea, cut off all trade, cut off all finance, any aid, help of any kind or support to the North Korean communist dictatorship.
Stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one. The height of summer, I'd never felt that strong. Like a rock.
I was. Hey, folks.
Didn't have a kid.
This is Kelso. Reporting for duty, late. I hate to do that. I am late. And the engineer improvised with a little bit of replay there at the beginning of the show. Shame on me. I rarely do this. But glad as always to be here live with you. 800-313-9443 if you want to get in on the show. And here we are on a Friday. Plenty of things to report. And we will commence with that forthwith. I would in fact invite you, if you are inclined to call tonight, call right now. I will put you on right away, and I will not give you an interminable Kelso monologue. I'll just put you right on the air right away, right now, if you call. Everything's breaking our way. Everything in the last 24 hours continued to be very good news. In the Trump phenomenon. A story I want to share with you is that especially the folks in Central and Eastern Europe are leading the way. They are showing us how to win. That was the theme of a speech by Virginia Abernethy. And she's a winner, and she concerns herself with that question. How do we win? And we've been shown how to win. The latest example is in Slovakia, and I will go to that. I will go to that in a moment. I need to. you can hear me. This is going to be kind of fun here. I don't know if my head can stretch this far. Actually, I'm going to take my earphones off. Always a dangerous thing to do. And I've got a bunch of really nice desktop computers, powerful computers here in my radio studio. And that's what you hear this show. This show is connected out of those three big, powerful Intel processors, three big computers. And you can hear me right now hooking one of them up. Yep, all those Microsoft sounds you've come to know so well over the years. And one more dose of those things. There you go. That was the sound of a big Intel i7 processor coming into play. And that's what I need to give you the latest and greatest in the Trump phenomenon. The story I want to give you is the story out of Slovakia. Here it is, right here. And there's a moral to the story. I think these folks, I know these folks are showing us how to win. And I go back to that Yogi Berra aphorism, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. We're at a fork in the road. And we've got to decide whether to go down the losing path or the winning path. The losing path is pretty easy to identify. It's the one that we've been on for more than 50 years. Not hard to find that one. Because that's how long we've been losing. And when I say we, maybe I'm not including you. Whatever you're doing out there in your Patriot efforts, maybe you haven't been losing. But people I've been associated with have been losing big for a long time. And they're not very honest about it. And I guess that's my job, is to point that out. I wish somebody else would take the job. So, and if you're not honest about pointing out how you've been losing, if you're not truthful with yourself about your own failures, guess what you get to do? You get to keep on failing right on into the sunset. And you keep on rationalizing, I'm not really failing. We're not really failing. It's somebody else's fault. Oh, it's the people's fault. They're just too dumb to get it. We're really smart. They don't get how brilliant we are, so we've been failing. Well, no, that doesn't work. Donald Trump, the Slovakians, I'm going to point to you in a moment, the Hungarian Viktor Orban, these people have found a formula to win. And that's, I'm calling it the Trump phenomenon. That's what the Trump phenomenon is that way to win. So let's look at the Slovakian example right here. And then who am I contrasting this with? What is the failing road and so on? Well, you use your own, I'll provide examples, but you use your own imagination. Think of any Patriot activities that you can think of that basically haven't moved forward one inch in 50 years. Think of anything that hasn't grown, hasn't gotten any revenue stream going, hasn't won anything, won any elections, hasn't done much of anything, except congratulated itself on how right it is. That's failing. Now, let's look at winning. Slovakia, here's the headline at Breitbart. Slovakia backs Hungary on migrant crisis. We are not prepared to suffer for the mistakes of others. Slovak Prime Minister Peter Pellegrini. Now, there's a new name too. We got to learn a lot of new names here. We want to study winning. Peter Pellegrini backed the stance of his Hungarian counterpart, Viktor Orban, against EU-mandated migrant quotas and George Soros-backed NGOs. Pellegrini is taking over the presidency of the pro-sovereignty, anti-mass migration Visegrad group. I think this is a quote from Viktor Orban. The Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and Poland, with Austria participating as something of an adjunct member since the country's new conservative nationalist coalition took office. That's a quote from Viktor Orban. Speaking during a joint interview on Slovak television, and of course, Slovakia, folks, you know, just a little brief geography primer here. We all remember Czechoslovakia, which was the combined, which was created, I believe, let's see, was it the Paris Peace Conference of 1918 that created Czechoslovakia? Help me with my history, some of you Czechs and Slovaks out there. But that country was actually a combination of the Czech people, who are a distinct people, and the Slovak people. Well, after the breakup of, after the communist disintegration of the circa 1990, the Czechs decided to go their own way and the Slovaks their own way. And both peoples have been very happy as being sovereign and independent ever since. So Slovakia is that Slovak part of Czechoslovakia, the eastern part of what was Czechoslovakia. Speaking during a joint interview on Slovak television, Pellegrini, now remember that name, Peter Pellegrini, made it clear he would continue the Hungarian leader's policy of opposition to Brussels redistributing migrants across Europe. And here's a quote from Peter Pellegrini. He says, "Who may enter Slovakia?" Get to that. Finish that quote in a moment. We'll go to Tom in Florida, George in Texas, and your call if you get in during the break. Stay tuned. Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound mystic eye.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, we're back, folks. I'm going to rush right into it here to make up for the time of my tardiness. I apologize. We've got callers here, and I promised I'd go right to you. Tom in Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, James, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, James. First off, the gun sales in Italy are flying. The guns are flying off the shelves in Italy. The Italians are buying guns at astronomical rates. And the Good. Italian government's really woke up the people in Italy with this invasion horde, I call them, that they bring in from Africa. But, yeah, James, I want to ask you, did you have a chance to see the Florida debate, gubernatorial debate yesterday between Ron DeSantis and this guy Adam Putten?
No, but I hope DeSantis mopped the floor with the other guy.
James, that's what I'm getting to. DeSantis mopped the floor with the audience when it came to immigration. When it came to immigration, DeSantis won hands down. But I'm going to tell you what's happening here in Florida, James. Since that hurricane we had, I can't remember the hurricane right now, but the hurricane we just had, all these Puerto Ricans from Puerto Rico are flooded into Florida. And they even brought that up. And in Central Florida, it's off the chain with all these Puerto Ricans. And I'm just wondering what's going to happen here in the Florida the state. I know DeSantis was trying to say he's reaching out to them. But you know what? I say, James, you give these people anything and they'll still vote Democrat. That's what I'm afraid of. I don't care how good the economy is for these people. I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I really think that, you know, it's going to be a tough situation in Florida for the Republicans. But I really think they'll pull it out because the economy is so good and Trump's doing so wonderful.
Well,
the economy,
yes. Yes, I think you're right on that. And you brought up an interesting point when you mentioned Puerto Rico. You know, the Puerto Ricans used to, not the all Puerto Ricans, but the Puerto Rican communists used to commit terrorist acts inside the United States, advocating independence for Puerto Rico. And stupidly, we, white America, did not grant them the independence that they were committing their terrorist acts trying to achieve. And now, folks, now if you offer the Puerto Ricans independence, in every poll taken in Puerto Rico, do you want independence? The Puerto Ricans say, no, we do not want independence. And why do they not want independence, folks? Because if they get independence, they're on their own.
They'd end up like Haiti.
Well, they have to sink or swim. Now, by the way, Puerto Rico is an absolutely beautiful island. A beautiful place to build a nation, a surfer's paradise. It's got wonderful climate for growing crops, and it's incredibly rich. It makes the state I live in, North Dakota, look like a desert, like a hellhole. Puerto Rico
Very
is
true,
such
James.
A beautiful,
Very true.
Such a beautiful place. But there's one problem. There's one thing that's different. North Dakota, this horrible place, so cold. And just flat as a pancake. And, you know, I love it. I love it up here. But it's because of the people. The people here are wonderful, which makes North Dakota a wonderful place. In Puerto Rico, it's a wonderful piece of geography. We don't have any beaches here in North Dakota. We don't have wonderful mild winters. But Puerto Rico, the problem in Puerto Rico is the Puerto Ricans. And that's why
exactly,
they don't
James.
Want to be independent. It's such a classic
case. They want free handouts, James. James, they want free
handouts.
They want
to have what they have right now is they have their cake and eat it too. They can stay in Puerto Rico if they like and get the big handouts that we give them in Puerto Rico, or they can sneak into the United States and become American, full-blown American citizens and vote and everything else. So they can live in the United States, raise their children in the United States, or they can stay in Puerto Rico. They get to take their pick. And what we should do is, as soon as possible, this is way too far down the list for Donald Trump to address it, I think, immediately. But at some point, he ought to just say, you know what? Hey, boys and girls, I love the idea of independence for Puerto Rico. And then let the Puerto Ricans oppose it. See, that'll be funny. But propose independence for Puerto Rico, and we'll give them money. We'll give them everything. We'll, you know, whatever they want. But that would be the – otherwise – Puerto Rico is just going to continue producing millions and millions of babies to export to the United States.
That's correct, James. You're correct. James, I got one more point. I know you got another caller. But, yeah, James, another thing with this Hollywood leftist, these leftist weirdos out in Hollyweird in California, Mexifornia. Yeah, James, What's going on with that situation is unbelievable, too, is that you got these actors all talking about, like, fun and all that. These people, if they should all be put in jail for their leftist ideology, communist. Why don't they move to Venezuela, James? Why don't they move to Cuba?
And you know, why don't they move to Puerto Rico? Yes.
Why don't they move to Puerto Rico? There you go. And James, why are these people that, like the O'Donnell and all them saying they were, if Trump was president, they'd move? How come they're not having moved yet? Why do they still have their property in the United States? Why don't they move to Puerto Rico? Why don't they move to Venezuela?
The answer is easy. Liberalism, hypocrisy is thy middle name. And a leftist, a liberal, is nothing if not a complete hypocrite. They expect
Absolutely.
You to do what they tell you to do what they themselves won't do, and they do what they order you not to do. So all those leftist anti-Second Amendment people, they're all packing. They've all got bodyguards that are packing.
I'll hang on, James. I want to hang on. I got something else.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We're back, folks. We have Tom with us. George is holding on the line. And Tom, let me just make another comment about Puerto Rico here. Hey, folks, the smart thing to do is grant them immediate independence and not take no for an answer. You are it. You Puerto Ricans are now independent, and we will not take no for an answer. please don't call us. We'll call you. And the what is the nature of the, you know, the size and the extent of Puerto Rico? Well, I just looked it up. I thought, you know, it looks like it's about the size of Connecticut. Well, it is. Puerto Rico is 3,500 square miles. Connecticut is 5,500 square miles, roughly the same size and roughly the same population. Puerto Rico, 3.3 million, and Connecticut, 3.5 million. And that 3.3 million is the number of Puerto Ricans on Puerto Rico. I'll bet you there are just as many in the United States. We may be stuck with that, but there's no reason to continue that relationship. Anyway, Tom, now go to a last comment, and then we're going to George.
Okay, James, one last comment is this. This guy that's running for president in Mexico is 100 times to the left of Trudeau in Canada. And I'm telling you, we thank God we got Trump in there, because this is going to be a nightmare. If this guy gets in, it's going to be you'll see something that I think the world hasn't seen since the 1930s. It's going to be amazing. But this guy's a real leftist they're going to have running over there. So we'll see how this plays out. But Trump, wow. Thank Trump. Trump's doing what he's doing. And give him our praise and let the Lord guide Trump, because we got a lot of things coming up, James, that are against what they're trying to take down this country, these leftists in Hollywood and all these leftist weirdo commies freaks we got in this country. So,
all right, well, thank you. I am not sufficiently on that Mexican presidency story, so I will get on it. Thank you very much, Tom, and thanks for calling as always. Let's go to George in Texas. Come in, George.
How you doing?
Hey, great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Before I say anything, look at the latest Ben Garrison cartoon called The Meltdown.
Okay.
If you know Ben Garrison.
Sketch it for us mentally. Tell us what it says.
Well, it has Michael Moore, Maxine Waters, are all making the comments like, he's illegitimate. Michael Moore is saying he's a Nazi and all that stuff. And called The Meltdown. I mean, have you ever watched Ben Garrison?
The latest example of the meltdown is this newspaper office shooting where five people were killed by a guy with a shotgun named Ramos. Came in and shot and killed five people. Talk about the meltdown. Immediately, all sorts of left-wingers and liberals were blaming Donald Trump, with absolutely no justification to do so. They just said, well, Donald Trump doesn't like the press and the media, so this guy that walked into a newspaper office and killed five people, that's Donald Trump's fault. Well, after about 30 minutes of research, it turns up on the internet, this guy Ramos had a murderous attitude towards the staff of this newspaper going back to 2012, before Donald Trump was anywhere near even running for the presidency. The editor of this paper had said this guy might walk in and kill all of us. He had said that long ago. So this guy Ramos, and who knows how he got into this country, and looking at his picture, he's not a descendant of the Mayflower, that's for sure. This guy had nothing to do, but there you go. There's the meltdown. Now here's some good news, George. One of the editors, one of the senior people at Reuters is saying they may take action against this guy who said of Donald Trump, he immediately tweeted, blood is on your hands. You know, you're responsible for these murders. Fortunately, there may be some action taken against these left-wingers who are having Trump derangement syndrome. Go ahead, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, thank God I live in Texas, because you want to know why, and I don't live in, like, the cities or anything, and I live in the 14th District. I used to be Ron Paul's district. Ron Paul used to be my congressman.
Yes.
But anyway, Anyway, you know, it's just the thing is the way the leftists are acting, you know, there are very few people, and they don't realize when the Trump supporters, I think, really get up and stand on their feet and lock their heels, dig their heels, and they ain't going to know what to do with themselves. There ain't no civil war. What we have there's no civil war. It's just one group that don't expect us to fight back, and when we fight back, it's gonna be bad.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, the outcome I hope for, and I think this is where it's going, is that people are simply waking up in all the European nations, and they are going to become insistent, adamant, in fiercely protecting their own existence. And that will take a number of forms. It'll include locking down borders. It will include deporting people who are readily deportable. And there are plenty of those in all European nations. It'll be a mix of things. I don't know that it will be, violent civil war. I don't know that it has to go there. There are a lot of places, a lot of things that can happen before that. There are examples of, I just gave you an example of amputation. I said, amputate Puerto Rico. That's technically part of the territory. It's not a state, part of the territory of the United States, like Guam and Samoa. And I said, chuck it, amputate it.
Well, in the early 1980s, the Marshall Islands declared their independence from the United States.
Right. And all those islands out there in the Pacific, they would not accept independence now. They would not accept that. If the United States had not let the Philippines go, remember we acquired the Philippines in the Spanish-American War. Thank goodness we ditched the Philippines. Was it 1944 or 45? We unloaded the Philippines. Thank goodness we did that. Otherwise, the entire Filipino population would be our problem. So, like a company.
Cuba.
Yeah, and we let go of Cuba. Thank goodness. So the idea of imperialism, of acquiring all this territory and acquiring, Britain has that problem now with India and Pakistan. Stupidly, they gained control of that territory. And now millions of Pakistanis and Indians think it's their right to just waltz on into London. Because they were once, they're part of the British Commonwealth and so on. So that may be part of our approach. Maybe we may have to amputate parts of some of our countries. But it'll be a mixture of things. I don't know a violent civil war and a shooting war between peoples. I don't see that as the first train stop on the journey. I think there'll be a lot of other things, and we'll find a lot of creative ways. The genius of the white race will be engaged in finding ways to save our lives, to save our existence. All that genius that produced all those symphonies that Donald Trump talks about, and all that great art, and all of science, from astronomy to zoology, A to Z, the European peoples created all of science. That's genius, folks. And that's, what is genius? It's speed at solving problems. That is the definition of genius. What differentiates a genius from an ordinary person is that they can solve a problem faster and more correctly. So that's what we're going to do. Our people have a genius with which we will solve the problem of saving. Of course, I mean, what could be more worthy of our attention than saving our very lives, our very existence on into the future? And we'll come up with lots of imaginative ways of doing that. And the last resort will always be, I would say, or one of the last would be just, fighting. But fighting will probably figure in the picture somewhere along the way. So there you go, right. George.
Well, the thing is, I know Trump is going to meet Putin in, I think, Helsinki, Finland.
I didn't know where. So it will be in Helsinki?
Yeah, July 16th. But this is where I think Donald Trump needs to really get up speed about the Crimea. Russia never invaded the Crimea. The Crimea voted its independence from the from Ukraine and voted to be annexed with Russia. So, and yes. Crimea has always been a, you know, always been a Russia-speaking province in Ukraine. So, Mike Pence saying we invaded Russia invaded Syria and Syria was invited in by Assad, and I just really think he's getting some really bad advice.
Well, I you know, this is wonderful. You know, I didn't know it was going to be in Helsinki. You make me even happier. This is a wonderful place for these two men to meet. You know, Helsinki, Finland, wonderful place that links Russia and America. We have a wonderful Finnish population here in North Dakota and across the north of the United States. There are wonderful populations of Finns. They are a wonderful people. And, of course, they are right next door to Russia. And there's, I mean, I can't think of a greater location for these two men to meet. It's wonderful. And they are going to, there's going to be chemistry between Putin and Trump. These two, these are very alpha males, very powerful leaders, very smart men. And they're going to talk each other's language. It's going to be wonderful. I would love to be a fly on the wall listening to the translation as it goes on. I think Putin may understand a lot of English. I don't know. So the translation might not be that necessary. Of course, we Americans, we don't study Russian, unfortunately. But that'll change. I think as a result of Trump and Putin getting some chemistry going, I think that that we're going to get that love and feeling between America and Russia that we always should have had.
Before 1917, Russia and America were natural allies. You didn't know the Russians during the war of our first independence frustrated the British Navy. The War of 1812, the Russian ships frustrated the British Navy. And during the Civil War, I mean, the war between the states.
But that history aside, the main reason that the American and Russian people should have always been engaged in a great friendship is that they are the two largest white peoples on earth. And it's a horrible, horrible twist of history that these two peoples were turned against each other for, you know, most of a century. And that's just a tragedy, a divide and conquer tragedy. These two peoples, the largest white peoples on earth, the largest populations, they naturally must work together to solve the problem we talked about at the beginning of the show, which is our own survival. Our genius, part of our genius in solving our problem is we will realize, hey, we cannot fight among ourselves. As Charles Lindbergh said in his article, Aviation Geography and Race, on November 1939, Reader's Digest, we must unite our white peoples to save our white peoples. We must, Athens and Greece, Athens and Sparta must learn to live together before all of Greece is lost, is the way Lindbergh expressed it at the end of that article. And if we're Athens, then Russia is Sparta. And Athens and Sparta should not be at war with each other. And, of course, that's what the Democrats attempted to do with this Russian collusion, BS, and Russia trying to do something with our election, BS. Russia has no power to sway even 500 votes in our election. That's just stupid. You know, people should even think that's possible. But that's the point of that, is to pit Russia against America. The neocons all want to do that. The rhinos all want to do that. The demon rats, of course, they want war with Russia. They want to divide the white race against itself. We patriots, Trump revolution is having nothing to do with that. And, by the way, the people we started talking about at the beginning, the Poles, the Austrians, the Slovaks, the Czechs, the Hungarians, Viktor Orban, these people are all on this same frequency. They want friendship between Russia, America, and themselves. And they want nothing. They want the third world to stay the hell out of our countries.
London, England, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, all these places used to have a nice tourist attraction, but now tourists is down, and a lot of tourism is going up, in the former Warsaw Pact countries.
Tourism. I mean, tourism. They've traded in tourism for terrorism. And not a smart move, Angela Merkel. And, of course, add the Italians to those Europeans who have, you know, come to their senses with the arrival of Giuseppe Conte and Matteo Salvini. And we've got to start learning these names. And this latest one, the Slovak, is named Pellegrini, which is obviously an Italian name. But if you look at the map of Slovakia, Italy is not that far south of Slovakia. So that might be the origin of that name there for the Slovakian leader, Pellegrini. Well, anyway, thank you very much, George. Appreciate your calls always.
Thank you.
Let's go to Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, Donald Trump was in your state just in the last couple of days. What's going on?
Yeah, he's over in Milwaukee, right? Yeah, I wanted to tell you the TrumpPhenomenon.chatango.com. The news, you have to remember, the fake news has also given us fake news about Mexico, just like they did about Trump, right? There's expat there, and he said Obrador is the better, and in fact, if he doesn't win, it was fixed. He just filled a 10,000-seat stadium, and he's definitely not what they're saying he is here. You know, okay. Just like they did with Trump, yeah. And then there's good news. Over 600 healthcare scammers and opioid doctors prescribing for profit and all this kind of stuff. Over 600 were arrested.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Yeah. And also, like I said about that, and from TASS about the Putin-Trump meeting in Helsinki. So that's all in your chat room, the TrumpPhenomenon.chatango.com. And you said you ran out and saw the blue lights when the motorcade was leaving?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that. But, folks, Murr and some other great patriots are running a Trump Phenomenon chat tango channel. And so you can check in there. Tell people, how do they check into that chat? Well, Murr, I think we've got a break. Yeah, I've got a break coming up. Stay there, Murr. Tell people how they can get into the chat. And then I'll tell you about, yes, I did see the blue lights as Trump left Fargo. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks, talking with Murr. And Murr, tell people the address on the web where they can get into the chat that I wish I participated in it. I wish I pledged to do more in the future. Tell them how they can get into the chat that's based on this show.
Just so you come in and read anyway and post, tell us hi. I see you have a sign in. It's the Trump phenomenon, just like your show. .chatango, that's chatango, .com, the Trump phenomena, .chatango.com.
So that's the unusual word there, folks, is chatango, with one T.
Yeah, we like, it's really chatango, I think, but we like the sound of chatango sounds better.
Oh, chat and go.
C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O. Okay. I think that's what
chat,
they intended.
And people have just met chat tango. Chat and go. Yeah. Okay. And so the Trump phenomenon at chattango.com?
Yep. Look to see you in there. And like I said, I put all these links. And the fellow that had about Obrador, he keeps getting hacked. You know, Israel actually has software. They own Intel inside, so they're inside everybody's everything. And even petitions to take Maxine Waters, expel her, the petition, that keeps getting hacked. But this fella, his site, 30 reports went missing just recently. And he's really into IT and stuff. He was a NSA.
Yeah, and now help me with, now when I go to chattango.com, pardon me for being rude here. When I go to chattango.com, do I do slash?
You can. That's the slash. And well, actually, it'll take you, if you just go to the Trump phenomena.chattango.com, you'll get HTML version.
Okay, there we go. That's it, folks. So go. I said it wrong. I knew I did something wrong. The Trump phenomenon. Is it one P or two?
It's two. Trump and phenomenon, right.
The Trump phenomenon dot chattango.com. Okay?
That's it.
And then when you do that.
Yeah. That'll take you to the HTML version. And if you want, you can click up on the right hand, upper corner on by your right hand, you can click on the legacy flash if you have flash. Yeah. So you can do either format. But
oh, bingo, I'm there. So it's easy, folks. The Trump phenomenon, all spelled out, dot chattango or chattango.com.
Yeah.
You put in that URL and you go there. I'm right there. I'm right now. I'm seeing the conversations going on.
Oh, I see you. You're Anna in 2135 at the minute, but I know you have an account, right?
Yes, I do. Yes, okay. I do. And I apologize to everybody in Chattango at the Trump phenomenon for not being in there more. I will fix that. That's on my resolution of things to do to improve myself. So I will do that. But anyway, folks, you can get in there. And Murr, thank you so much for what you do in there and your contribution to the show.
No problem. That was so much fun talking with you and Father Francis the other night last week.
Well,
that was
you.
Fun.
Thank you, Murr.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody out there. We're running out of time. End of the show. This is Friday, so we take tomorrow off, but then we meet up again 2 hours on Sunday, and we'll have, instead of 24 hours of update on the Trump phenomenon, we'll have 48 hours. and Oh, my gosh. History is speeding up, folks. I'm running out of breath. See you on Sunday.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.